What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Trade deadline is coming up. And just under 9 hours, what to do for the Baltimore Orioles. Let's head to Parkville and get Rick. What's up, Rick?
Hey, guys. I haven't talked to you in a while. Pleasure. Good show. Shout out to Jeremy. Jeremy, I met you at Hillendale when Matthew Judon came there.
Oh, yeah.
And I know somebody that knows you. I know a guy named Vinny.
Vinny.
About Big Falls Inn, his brother.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a small world, man. Well, yeah, it was nice to meet you back then. I'm sorry. Like, yeah, people always like to say it's great to put a face to the voice, and I always say, I'm sorry, this is the face.
Oh, that was great, man. We were talking about throwing the football, and
yeah,
I'm athletic. But I just want to touch on the Orioles. I won't bother with the Ravens because I've got guarded optimism about them. But I'm
it's Orioles time. What's on your mind, buddy?
Okay, I'm an older fan, okay? I've never seen anything like this in baseball before, all these trades. And
with one team or the league as a whole?
The league as a whole.
Okay,
and
yeah.
What I'm wondering about Mike Elias, is this a rebuild, a retool?
It's a retool. A rebuild would include Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, Jackson Holliday, someone of that nature. That's what a rebuild would include. I don't think there's a question to this, Jeremy. When they rebuilt, they had no foundation. They had no guys who were their foundation. They didn't. They built to draft for that foundation. Now they do have a foundation. They're putting pieces around these guys. So it's retooling.
Yeah, and I like what you're saying because, like, they're getting rid of guys with expiring contracts. There are a few guys that have team options or club options, whatever, the next year, like the Kittredge thing, where you're getting rid of a guy that technically has one more year left after this year, and you get more for that. But, like, if they were really considering blowing this thing up, they'd be doing what the Nats are doing. It's fielding calls for Mackenzie Gore.
Right.
We'd be fielding calls for Gunner or Jordan or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not.
They're not. Hey, listen, I know he's injured, but I don't think they were trading Batista.
I don't either.
I don't think they were trading that guy, man.
I think they were waiting for somebody to just overwhelm them with something where they go, well, we got to take this. Kind of like the Brian Baker thing.
Yep.
That was a no-brainer to me when people are going, we're trading a reliever for a first-round pick? Yes. Have you seen what they've done with first-round picks?
Let's go to Edgewood and get Lou. Lou.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call and say, I'm excited today. I like what we're doing. And anytime we can keep feeding young talent to our farm system for the future, trust me, this is going to pay off in the long run. It might not be great for today.
Lou, I don't trust you. You're a Browns fan, man. I don't trust you. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Good. I am excited about Joey Flacco, though. I am excited about Flacco, and I am excited about Sanders, dude. I actually hope that Sanders can move up the depth chart a little bit.
I'm just busting your chops,
like to see
man.
Him by the end of the year. Anyways, the one guy I do worry about today is Charlie Morton. I just worry about that contract that he has, and are we going to eat a bunch of that contract? And is somebody willing to take that on?
None of that matters, though. Like, really, even if they decide to eat the contract to get a better prospect back, you know, that's ownership just eating some money. And again,
for the greater good.
Yeah, and then all that's coming off the books. Well, I mean, it won't be off the books if you're paying it, but who cares? Like, at this point, it's not coming out of your pocket. It's not prohibiting them from signing anybody else.
No.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Kevin in Baltimore. What's up, Kevin?
Yeah, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I want to talk about Elias, and I know we're talking about the trade, but this year, we got to look at it. This guy here, going into the season that we needed pitching.
Yeah.
He brought in Charlie Morton, and we got to look at it. Morton, I mean, I'm not going to say he has a track record, but, I mean, come on. Let's look at the starting rotation.
Who did you want him to bring in? Who did you want him to bring in?
We needed to, what he's doing now about pitching, he should have been done 2 years ago. Come on. We knew in our system that we didn't have the pitching dogs.
We did have the pitching. Wait a minute. You got a guy who was second team all MLB who was hurt. You didn't know Grayson Rodriguez was not going to pitch an inning this year. And you didn't know Charlie Morton was going to start off the season that poorly when last year's ERA was low four.
You didn't know Zach Eflin was going to get hurt.
Yeah.
You didn't know that the 10 starters that you started the season with, seven of them would get hurt.
So you knew. Only thing you knew, Kevin, was that Bradish was going to pitch late in the season. You didn't know about Grayson Rodriguez. Charlie Morton's not coming off an ERA of five. He's coming on an ERA of 4.19. And you got Eflin. So I don't understand what you're talking. You're speaking on what happened. If you go back to March, you didn't know this would happen.
I just don't think we had the starting pitching that to take us where we wanted to go. After coming off our two seasons where we made it to the playoffs and didn't do well.
Who was the pitching last year in the playoffs? Who was the pitchers?
Burns, Eflin.
Mm-hmm. And they got eliminated from the playoffs last year because of what?
They couldn't hit.
They gave up, was it one run and two runs?
Yeah.
That's what they gave up, three runs in two games. No. See, I think he's speaking on what happened. You went into the season knowing these things. You didn't go into the season knowing these things. Charlie Morton's, before you think Charlie Morton was so bad, Charlie Morton last year had more strikeouts than innings pitched. He had 165 innings pitched, 167 strikeouts. His ERA, 4.19. By baseball standards, that's okay.
Yeah.
So you think you're going to have Grayson. You think you're going to have Eflin. You think you're going to have Morton. If all of those guys pitch according to what you know, you're fine. Oh, and you got Dean Kramer. So no one knew that we would be in August and Grayson Rodriguez wouldn't pitch
yet. This is the recency bias and all the other stuff that's going on. You don't have – the pitching wasn't any good. And again, here's the one thing that I feel like people are right to criticize about is the free agency in the offseason. But you also got to tell me who did you want them to get? They offered Corbin Burns $45 million. He said no. Did you want to pay Max Fried for 8 years? Because if you did, I think you're stupid. If you're paying that guy for 8 years, and everybody was taking their victory lap on, man, Max Fried's so good after the first 6 weeks, and now he's come back to earth. His numbers still look really good, and I got news for you. They may look good for the next 2 to 3 years, but the back end of that contract is going to be dead. Blake Snell got a boatload of money just to get hurt. And oh, by the way, Corbin Burns got hurt. The two guys they should have looked at was Evaldi, who didn't want to leave Texas, and Nick Pivetta. And again, if even looking at those guys, I don't think things are changing because they couldn't hit. And they were hurt.
And my only thing about the comment is that you went into the season knowing. You didn't know. Those things happened during the season. You didn't know.
And Joe just said Snell's coming back Saturday. He's been out since April.
Yeah.
Let's go. And the Dodgers can afford that, right?
Justin in Woodlawn. What's up, Justin?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Well, how are you?
Not too bad. Long time listener, first time caller. I just wanted to say that I'm fine with all the trades. At this point, the way the season's going, you know, just see what's going on for next year. But bring all the guys up. I know we had the baby birds era for a little bit, so maybe we just need to go in the teen bird era this time. So, I think it's just time to see what these young guys have and just get ready for next year.
But it's not going in that direction, though, man. Let's look at the resumes, man. Gunnar Henderson's an all-star. Adley Rutschman's a multiple-time all-star. Jordan Westberg's an all-star. Jackson Holiday should have been an all-star.
Yeah, but okay.
One of the better second basemen in the American League. You're getting Kyle Bradish back, who's one of the better pitchers when he pitched the full season. And I anticipate him getting back to that level soon in 26.
Masayo's going to be here next year, and you got to create a roster.
So why are we talking as if we're rebuilding? You've got guys with legitimate majors. Kowser is having a bad year this year, but it's a guy that finished number two in the Rookie of the Year last year. Why are we talking like we're left with guys with no Major League Baseball resumes? These guys are experienced Major League Baseball players, man.
I mean, as I wrote to somebody else, I'm tired, boss. I'm tired of talking about the same stuff.
That we had the baby birds, not a teen bird. No, these guys aren't teens. These guys are established Major League Baseball players.
I'm just, again, I'll go back to what I reiterated. The people that don't like Elias, you're going to find a reason to hate every single thing he does. And the people that are being realist will look at it and go, hey, I didn't like the offseason. I didn't like some things he did in free agency. And the people that bitched about the trades, like, again, you bring up Trevor Rogers. It's like, well, he's only started 9 games. Okay, where do you want to move the goalpost?
Former All-Star.
What do you want it to be?
Bautista All-Star. I mean,
did you put Rogers in that rotation when you said it?
I didn't, because we didn't know what he would be. I went into him saying we went into the
I'm
year.
I'm talking about next year. Going into next year when you were listening.
No, I didn't. But okay. But he was talking about we came into this year knowing these things. I didn't come into this year knowing about Rodgers. But I come into this year expecting these things from these other guys. Those things happen. Yeah.
The other thing that they, like, again, that I think we could bitch about with Mike Elias, and he'd be the first one to tell you he made a mistake. Once Bautista went down, not finding another closer, going to the bird. He's got his arms out here. Goofball. Craig Kimbrell. What am I doing? You afraid of me now? Do I look like an eagle? What are you doing?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.